This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
He's tall, he's round, he's 7 foot off the ground. It's Dominic Risk.
Yo, 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 bum rush the show.
I'd love to bum rush your show. Show was that? Or show.
Or bum.
I'd just like to bum you, basically, because there's nothing wrong with a nice bit of bumming. And I write. Oh, no, hang on. No, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, look. hang on a minute. 2 minutes, 25, edit point. Okay, there you go. Quick, Dom, sing the theme tune.
Welcome to Strange Time Show. You're welcome. You're welcome. Welcome to Strange Time Show.
Fucking hell.
You'd think there'd be another line now, wouldn't you? But there isn't. There's no other line.
Well, there's a line, and I think you've crossed it.
You cross it. Cat starts it.
Oh, Cat snorts it. And then shoves the remnants up his well-cushioned shit sleeve. I think the show started, isn't it? Yeah, that was the titles or whatever. This is StrangeTimeshow.com, just so you fuckers don't have to ask us how we get to the podcast website. It's in the fucking title. Just don't use the spaces. Fucking plebs. even she can't help us now. I haven't epied. I think I might epi in a minute. Fucking epilepsy. and then I'll go and do it, Curtis. What was I going to say? Yeah, I haven't edited the last fucking episode yet, so I don't know what episode number this is. It might be 510.
40/12/B4/A.
I thought after 500, they're all going to be like 506, and that'll be it forever then, just episode 506.
We could start counting backwards. What did Roiland do? Oh, God, I missed that show.
Me and Dom, mate, I'm going to meet you, mate.
Oh, do you know what? I'd love to be bloody counting backwards with a fucking age. No, what was I saying about Royal and Doodle? Yeah, they got past a certain number of episodes and they just started making up episode numbers to annoy people. And it worked. I missed that show.
The completist side of me wouldn't like that because I collect comics and I'm looking for issue 1887 and it's important that it exists. Yeah. Otherwise, what's the fucking point?
What's the fucking comics, point?
Fucking prostitutes, hips, all sorts of stuff you collect on.
Prostitutes, hips?
Yeah. Count them out, count them back in. No, no hip left behind.
Fucking hell. Right, okay. Rock and roll 234. I'm actually in quite a good mood, which is strange because, I need some suspense music. I went to the gym today for the first time in about 10 years and I'm still alive.
What's your favourite machine? Is it the one with the Twixes in?
Yeah, absolutely. For that, you get the spastic rim shot. Oh, no, you can't say rim shot anymore, can you? No, it was good. My favourite machine, because I've got to do low-impact stuff because I'm a fucking hip. Oh, by the way, happy 8th birthday to my hip last Wednesday.
You're one of them, aren't you?
Yeah, I am one of them.
We've been doing this for too fucking long, man. Because you busted your ribs fucking, I had them taken out so you could fillet yourself about a year before that.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. That's ridiculous.
Well.
8 years of your fucking hips been in there.
Yeah. Is it 8 or 7? Wow. One of the two. Either way, it's still quite a long time.
He's counting backwards again. All right, that's 3. That was yesterday. Had it in yesterday.
How are you doing right now, live?
I was leading some over this. I can't remember now. because I've got to do low impact stuff at the gym because of that. So my favourite machine's the old
next to the glory hole.
Oh fuck's sake! Yeah. Shut up, you gant. No, the cross trainer, because it's like an elliptical thing on your fucking legs and feet and stuff, and you get to move your arms up and down fast because I never do that, right, kids? I've done it again. Oh, fuck.
Maybe if you didn't put so much weight on it, it wouldn't be so bloody angry.
I've lost loads of weight, you fucking Herbert.
You're the one pissing off the trainers.
No, I piss on trainers. I like to fill trainers with baby mice and then piss on them. So is this microphone on?
Yeah. And
deadliest.
And you wear Nike and Reeboks, so that's it all.
Yeah, baby. Right, before we get on with the introductions, I just wanted to get your guys' opinions on this motivational work meeting. I don't know if it's anything that you'll be able to cast an opinion on or indeed relate to, but here we go.
Okay, so after overpromising our company's services and agreeing a completely unrealistic deadline to secure a client, I'm now going to wash my hands of any responsibility by using this call to trick you all into seeing this as a really exciting opportunity for you all to gain experience. Isn't that right, Jen?
Absolutely not. This project is a disaster and will completely destroy everyone's mental health, but if we'd have any chance of saving our jobs and reputation, I will begrudgingly keep my opinions professional in order to support the team.
I'm going to say something unhelpful like, I just know you're all going to smash it.
That means nothing.
I'm now going to start applying pressure by saying that you all need to be really on it. I will be uncontactable for days at a time before sporadically causing chaos by clogging up your inbox with pointless questions and then raising concerns about each of you for not prioritising replying to my emails while you're trying to do the work. Alice?
It's Kim. Is there a plan of how best we can tackle this?
So if you guys do all of the work, I will then step in at the end and take all of the credit.
Also, please do not flag if you're at capacity. The manager will use this to gaslight you about your time management.
I expect a progress report by the end of the day, which I will not bother to read, and I cannot wait to see who has a mental breakdown first.
Yeah, that's about every single fucking business meeting I've been to. Right, kids?
Oh, would you? Yeah.
Dear, oh dear. There you go.
Send that to my wife.
Yeah, I could do that. Well, no, I can't because I don't know any of her socials anymore, do I? Because
yeah, with good reason after the stuff you used to send her.
Listen, you can't call it a cock pic if you can't actually see much of a cock in the picture. That's your honour. Hey, anyway, Lena, what do you reckon? Yeah, well, that's just the sort of thing you would say. How's your lovely week been, Kat?
My week has been riddled with fun. And say fun, I mean my wallet getting fucking pounded in the ass.
Oh, hang on a minute. We have something for that, don't we? Oh, God, where did it go? Wallet.
Yeah, we have a Patreon.
Yeah, while I'm finding the right sound effect, Dom, do you want to tell everyone about the Patreon?
Yeah, of course. If you want to help Kat spend all the money that's possible in Australia, which, considering it's a third world country, is not a lot, please donate to our website. That is penisland.com.
Thank you. Very professionally done. Okay, right. Yeah. Seamless editing.
What about the other one? Is it lemonparty.org?
Oh, lemonparty.org. There ain't no party like a lemon party. Isn't that right, K? Oh, no, I wasn't going to use your real name on the podcast, was I, K? Sorry. another friend bites the dust. hang on. Oh, yeah, Katie Rivers. That's what I'm supposed to be calling you. Sorry, Mush. Yes, so seamless editing into what Kat was going to say about his wallet.
How much has Kat's wallet been raped this week?
Yes, and thanks to the people who did that noisy thing just there. Anyway, my wallet's been getting fucking hammered. The builders were supposed to turn up at the site and start prepping things and cutting for putting the foundations in and the slab. And what do you know? They get there and go, well, you know that asbestos you had removed? It's still sitting on the ground.
Oh, man.
I thought that's nice. It's funny because we paid someone a lot of money to remove it, and I don't know why it's still there. So we when I say we, I mean my wife. She contacted me and said, look, Bill's going to turn up to start work.
Bill? Is he living there as well? Sorry, yeah, Bill. Yeah, oh, Bill. Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah. Yeah. Bill, he's got a duck. Oh, wait up. That's the other way around. Anyway. so she contacted the demolition people, and they get, like, saying, look, we're supposed to be starting the build today, and there's asbestos on the site, so we can't. So you guys need to go and remove it this week. So they get shitty. Oh, we didn't leave any. We didn't put any asbestos there. I'm like, well, no one's saying you were, dickhead. Of course you didn't put it there. You just didn't fucking take it away like we paid you to do, you fucking bell end.
Jesus.
So then, like, one of the directors was getting shitty. My wife, oh, well, oh, your tone's a bit aggressive. I don't know. I think we can, we might just pull out of this job and let someone else handle it. And my wife's going, fucking, you're kidding, aren't you? So,
he's going to keep all the money back then.
Oh, no, they weren't going to do any of that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And because the builder had actually recommended these people, we said, well, what did you recommend these fucking idiots for? Because they haven't got rid of it. And they're like, oh, well, it was a suggestion. We didn't actually have to follow that. And, like, yeah, we've got the email where we asked who should we use to demolish the fucking house. And you said, oh, well, these ones here, we've used them before. So they're on the hook. So eventually, some backwards and forwards from letters from or emails between us, our lawyer, they went back. I said, oh, we'll give you a quote. We have to get other quotes. This other cunts are going to charge us $13,000 to get to scrape fucking, I don't know what, 10 centimetres off the entire site. No, actually, no, it was only the bit where the house was, not even the entire site. So, it's going to cost us about another $2,000. $5,000 it's going to cost to get the whole site scraped. I went past to take a picture. I thought, oh, I better get a picture because I'm near here. I go past and there's clouds of dust everywhere. Like, no, fuck that. Windows up, just keep driving. Mm-hmm. If there's asbestos there, I don't want to breathe any of that. The neighbours all inhale that and die. I'll come back later on to my new house.
All sounds rather well dodgy, didn't it?
That was a fucking treat. So,
God.
Tomorrow they are getting an inspector. The same one who thought there was no asbestos last time is going to turn up and go, oh, there's no asbestos here. Can I have my money now, please?
Jesus.
We'll see what the builders say when they turn up.
I hate it when the builders are in. Right, kids.
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
Right, yeah, well, so... God. Oh, what? There's more, is there? Fucking hell.
What else has been happening?
That was Monday.
My elder son's... I think he's going to New York on Tuesday. He's got some work stuff over there. And then got 2 weeks there. Then he's going to California, meeting up with
California.
Cliff Curtis, meeting up with his manager. And, then he's coming back. So he'll be back in about 3 weeks to a month. Yeah, so he's got his trip to the land of the free. Which isn't really free, but that's where he's going.
Oh, right.
So, as long as he doesn't mention Israel, he'll be fine. He should make it back. But if he does, he's fucked. Get no for him.
Dear,
oh,
dear.
No, it'd be fine. It'd be fine. He's as white as you, so he'll be absolutely fine in America. He can say whatever he wants. Say whatever he wants, he'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Right. Well,
too bad if he's black. Oh, no, wait up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, no, nothing bad ever happens to black people in America. You know that.
Not ever.
You didn't say bless me after I sneezed. Guantanamo.
Yeah.
Guantanamo. It was just so cute. Just shot with a 12 gauge in the street. You looking at that house? That's Jason. Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah. Let's not get in a downer. Well, actually, we are about to get in a downer because we're going to speak to someone who's in Manchester. Dom, how's your lovely week been?
How can I follow that? We've had the builders in as well because we're having a new kitchen put in. But none of that nonsense that's going on over there in Australia. They're just taking the sweet-ass time to do it. Pretty sure... It's a job that could be done. It's not exactly fucking big, our house. And the kitchen is even smaller. And it probably could be done in 2 or 3 days. But no. It's taking 17 days, apparently.
Well, your kitchen should be smaller than your house, though. How's it going to work if your kitchen's bigger than your house?
Doctor Who's kitchen is far bigger than his house.
Oh, right, OK.
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder...
You don't know anything, David.
Oh, God. Yeah, I wonder what his cock's like.
Inside out. It's a vagina.
Anyway, back to Manchester.
Although you're playing a song about Salford, but OK. Yeah, apart from that, work's been pretty cushy. I've been building some shelves. That's why I was late on the call tonight. So I've been making some shelves, my little hidey hole. What else have I been doing?
Wanking?
Prepping. Well, yeah, obviously. I've got jury duty in a few weeks, so I've been sort of...
Oh, no! So,
trying to get everything done beforehand sort of thing. But that'll be fun.
Oh, are you allowed to go home in between the thing, or do they keep you in one place, or...?
No, it'd be... you see, it just says it'll be 2 weeks. I believe they can do up to two cases, so if one finishes within a day or two, then they can have you back. And if that one finishes sooner, then you can go home. But basically, it's like 9 to 5 or 10 to 4 or something like that.
All right.
Some days you might finish early, some later. Unless it's like a really big fucking stupidly, you know, like fucking Rochdale grooming or anything like that, then I should all right. Should be all right. It's one of them. I was going to say, if it's a massive, massive thing, like fucking terrorism or something like that, then it might get sequestered away, but hopefully not. Well, I'll just say it can't. Fuck it.
Have you seen that? This is an American TV show, I think I mentioned it maybe a year or two ago, where they have one, it's like the Joe Schmo show, where they have one person who's not in on the joke and everyone else is an actor. But this guy's on jury duty and everyone else is an actor. So he's having to sit there and the fucking people that are next to him I think this guy's asleep. Is he taking notes or they're all just doing something stupid and the judge is getting angry and fucking this guy's sitting there, what the fuck is going on? Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
I'll try and find it. That sounds really good. Interesting, though. Find it on the name of it. That Truman Show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like Truman Show, but it's just like in a courtroom because this guy's, he's been told, oh, no, it's an important case that you've got to go and adjudicate with a bunch of actors. I mean, people. That's it. People.
Podcasters.
Okay. Yeah, that's
podcasters.
It.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds pretty interesting, actually. We'll need a title, so get your brain in gear, Sonny McJim.
Yeah. Speaking of things that have got going fucked, before we get to Davey in his dreary fucking week where he's been doing fucking nout. Is that right, Dom?
Yeah.
Nout?
Yeah.
Nout. My brother-in-law have been like fixing... They built a house not far from where we're living at the moment, and he's been doing all the backyard shit. All himself. So he's built these concrete steps because it's a sloping block and it's got a play area for his kids and it's got a trampoline that he sort of like sunk into the ground so the kids can't fall off in anywhere. And the one thing that was left was the decking between the house and that area. It's not big. And he'd like measured everything to the inch of its life. Fucking, all right, so this is exactly right. So there's going to be fall away from the house to where the top step is and it's going to be completely level. Now, these guys turned up, well, one guy turned up and put all the framing in for the decking to go down. And then before, he was looking at it, and hang on, that's not, I don't know if that's going to be right. He's like, no, it's fine, trust me, everything's fine. And then he's saying, oh, no, well, there's a problem with where the wood comes from the back of your house to the first step that you've put here because it's going to be 2 centimetres different. So we kind of, that's a tripping hazard. Like someone's going to fucking trip on that. It'd probably be me or one of my kids.
Yeah.
And so now this guy's up there spending, 3 days putting all this framing down. I'm probably going to have to move it. So I've been waiting to hear back from him and his wife about how fucked it's going. He's raging.
Oh, dear.
He's spent ages doing all this stuff and this guy's going, oh, no, the measurements are out. I'm thinking, no, I don't think that would be. I think you've just fucked up somewhere and now you're just covering your ass.
Man.
At one point, like outside their laundry, there's a garage door and a laundry door together, but they're different heights. So he had the decking to the height of the laundry door, but the other one's lower. So that when you would have opened the garage door and go to walk under the deck, and you've got to step up, and there's a little step of about fucking where you can see under the gap under the decking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my brother was like, why the fuck would you do that? Why wouldn't you have it so it's going to be lower, where, at the lowest point? Rather than I open the door, I can see underneath. That's going to be fucking stupid. So I can see my brother-in-law tearing their head off. He's a little lad.
And shitting down their neck.
Yeah.
Surely if you're a builder or whatever, if you're doing that as a living and then someone gives you the measurements, they're like almost like a guide almost. It's like, because you make adjustments as you go.
Yeah.
Surely you would be like, okay, that's going to be slightly out, so I'll cut it slightly, I'll leave it longer or whatever. Yeah.
That's what she said.
Like when I was doing the landscaping stuff, I was just putting in terrace garden beds, but if I told her what I was going to do, but then like, the fence isn't actually in line properly, so this mightn't line up. So I go and tell the client, okay, this is what's happened. The fence isn't exactly straight, so I've got to adjust these things here to make it look like it's done properly at the front, so it mightn't be square with the fence because the way you said you wanted it. Okay, yeah, that's fine. All right, that's fine. I've already told her, and she's given me the okay. I'll just go ahead and do the rest of it. But they said nothing. No, everything's fine, mate. It's fine. It's all good. What about this bit? Oh, yeah, we'll have to fix that. What about the step over here? No, that's fucked too. Oh, shit. I'm not fine. I mean, fine. Completely fine. Listen, money.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Little treat. So, Damien, I mean, Tim, what's your name? How's your week?
Go fuck yourself.
Cunt.
Yeah, that's basically my week. Standard. I suppose. It's all the stuff that's outside work that's the fun bit. I mean, working for the man, the fruit-based man. Close to the edge.
Banana company.
Fives. I work for Fives. I love shoving in bananas right on my... let's not go there. Work is work. There are a good fine bunch of people that I do like to liaise with, quite often in a highly inappropriate manner. In that right, Katie Rivers. You've got to have a bit of the totes and the probes banter to keep yourself fucking sane, haven't you? And outside work's been all right, I suppose. Took Tom go-karting for his 16th birthday. It was really funny. Yeah, it was really cool, actually, because when he was on the track, there's this guy there. He had his own race suit helmet on and GoPros.
Nice.
You know, fucking sticking out of his arse and everything. Him and Tom were having some real good, over to-dos and a bit of argy-bargy and, like, proper full-on racing. Tom actually beat him, and it was really cool because right at the end, this bloke sort of started walking quickly over, and I thought, right, I mean, I could go down there and do the strong dad thing, but to be honest, my son does kickboxing and MMA now, so he's perfectly okay with handling himself. But the bloke went over and just held out his hand to do a fist bump, and then he came over and started chatting and said, yeah, I'm actually a GT racer. I was just warming up because I've got a session at Silverstone tomorrow. Your son's just beating my lap time. It's like, oh, dear. Bless him. Bless him.
Are you sure it's your son?
Yeah. He's got my excellent looks.
He's got height, hair, and brains, and natural ability. Are you sure?
Oi, yeah. You cheeky little monkey! Well, yeah, I think bloody better be.
Doesn't sound right. The amount of drugs that you did when he was like conceived, he should be coming out fucking licking windows, but he's not, and that just sounds weird. What was your milkman like around him 16 years ago? 16 and a half years ago.
Oh, right. Mr. Winston Kadogo. Sorry, I'd taken
Did
that.
You live for milk in that area 16 and a half years ago?
And if anyone knows what comedy album I took that name from, you get a shiny no prize.
Shiny No Prize.
Shiny No Prize. No, I can't use that, because that's actually something that they used to use in Marvel comics in their letter sections, as any fool know. Radio stuff's been all right, doing me Radio Jaggy, the sound of the South. I've been doing the old stuff on that. And also this Noisebox Radio station where I do the bit of sound experience. That's really going well, actually. And it's good fun as well. Yeah, yeah. And because it's an internet station as opposed to a government-regulated like FM one, we're not bound by Ofcom, so I can delight in using words like fuck, cunt, and moist.
Happy days.
Yeah. No, I don't think I'll play that song. Yeah. Oh, look, what's this? Yeah, I was supposed to...
Small and pink. It's probably your penis.
I was going to say something dreadfully inappropriate there, but just for a change, I won't. No, this is what I wanted to find. Right, this might kill us, so hang on a minute. Can you hear that?
No.
No?
Yeah.
I'll hear a pulse every now and again.
That is a 7 hertz theta wave. And it's supposed
to... brown wave?
No, but it's but apparently it may disturb the heart or brain activity, so, yeah.
You've got 3 listens, and you are kill fuckers.
You're trying to kill that listener.
Yeah, there's a few I'd like to.
If they're not dead, they'll be well angry.
Yes. and there's also this one as well that's supposed to be... It's called the God frequency, 963 hertz. I don't know why. I might Wikipedia in a minute. Oh no, that just sounds like my tinnitus. Fucking hell, that's horrible. Stop that. There is supposed to be a frequency that makes you shit yourself, isn't there?
Yeah, it's called the brown wave or brown noise or something like that.
What brown is noise. The frequency that makes you... My fucking Google search must be a laugh riot. Makes you shit yourself. Look, according to experts, there's currently no frequency known to man that will make you poop. But some may ask... What is the brown note? The brown note myth likely started as an internet hoax. Oh, imagine that. Fucking hell. The brown note isn't real, but it does affect your bowels slightly. Okay. Well, there you go. There's conflicting stories and opinions on the internet. Imagine that, eh?
Yeah, that's unheard of.
Yeah, absolutely. Brown note.
Bloody hell, it's hot here. Hell.
Warning, the real brown note. Okay, well, dear listeners, if we shit ourselves, this is why. Come on, and play then, you cunt. I can't hear anything. Oh, there we go.
Isn't that a Judas Priest song?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Actually made me feel quite aroused. It's probably not supposed
to. Well, Copperfield
do.
It does with you, doesn't it?
No, I said I like to cop a feel.
Oh, sorry.
Fuck's sake. Yeah, bloody hell.
You're
right.
I was thinking about something else.
Yes, I bet you were.
How is your dad?
Still alive, actually. Still taking flying lessons.
Has he invaded Czechoslovakia yet or anything like that? You know that's why he's doing it. He's doing it so he can bomb from
Right. Okay, he's going to do a cheeky... Right. Okay, bloody hell. It's rather rum doings, isn't it?
Arthur.
I've got this new 0% beer I'm trying. It's Guinness, guys. It's called Beaver Town. Beaver Town Laser Crush alcohol-free IPA. It's really nice, actually.
You had that last time. You had a Beaver Town drink last time. You said it was really nice. You said it's on par with Guinness. Yeah.
Right. Did I have
it? It's always a good time in Beaver Town.
Oh, yes. Well, there's your advert. I'm sure someone in there said, should we do this as an advert? And someone probably said, no. Because you can't say anything anymore, can you? And that right, Kat and Dom?
The letters have all ruined comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Ruined it. Yeah. Go woke, go broke. Snowflakes. Yeah. Oh. What a bunch of wankers.
You've got Google open.
Yep.
Google, I don't know if it was a Kevin Smith joke or whether it was actually real, but the town motto of Regina in Canada, he used to say Regina rhymes with fun. And I can't check if they got a town motto.
Mosso, yeah. That's
Regina.
Mosso, Regina. Okay, Canada. I've searched for that, and it's given me...
just Regina, not Mosso.
Oh, all right. Oh, fucking. Well, why did you say it in the first place, you bell cheese? Regina in Sasquatch, that place.
Saskatchewan.
Bless you. Right, okay. And there's supposed to be a
motto.
Funny.
Yeah, does have a town motto? That's the word you heard, not fucking motto or what.
Fucking hell, you are a right pain in the arse, you are. Right. Oh, by the way, happy birthday to Michael Caine. To Michael Caine the other day. 82, Michael or Caine. Is it? Or is it 92? Good old innings, whatever, innit? Right, okay, so, yeah, Regina Canada motto. Now, what am I supposed to be looking for now? What, some audio?
No, just forget it, you dickhead. Town motto of Regina. Is it Regina? It rhymes with fun. That was supposed to be always the joke. Or
yes, but I thought you wanted me to find the bloody audio for that.
Clearly, you're not able to, so don't fucking bother. Jesus Christ, man! Fucking work with computers every fucking day, and you can't even Google something.
Well,
fucking Bing it then, or whatever.
I literally did Google it, and there's no mention of this joke that you've obviously made up to try and make yourself look big and clever.
I want to make myself look big and clever. I bloody well will do, okay?
Go on, then. Oh, yeah. That was very big and clever.
It's a podcast one, isn't it?
Yeah, they used to be. They used to be Danny Blaze's one, didn't it? Was it Danny Blaze and Keith
Danny
True?
Danny fucking Blaze,
you mucky little cunt. I spoke to him recently. Bloody good bloke. He did that with the guy called Keith True, who now produces audio on LBC for James O'Brien. There you go.
There's a fucking Instagram channel or whatever.
That sounds good.
But this young guy lives with his grandmother, and he's always giving her shit. Is it up the arsehole?
Oh, I think so. No, yeah, yeah.
Well, what's it called, then?
Nan, I'm going down the pub. It's 9 o'clock in the fucking morning. What are you doing going down the fucking boozer?
Yeah, she's like Catherine Tate's fucking Nan, but real life.
Right, anything that I can search with, not that Dom gave me anything decent to search with first time round, but should we try again?
Search up the Arsenal
up
grandma.
The Arsenal grandma. My poor search history. Oh, fucking hell. Up the Arsenal grandma. No, nothing found for that. Up the Arsenal grandma. Let's make it a bit more... No? Okay. Well, there's no up the ass grandma on Instagram. Dear, oh dear. Oh, no. Why? Oh, no, I've done it in Google now. Let's see what it comes up with. Look, there's an Instagram account and there's a Reddit thread on anal sex with grannies. Okay, I think I might actually skip that. I think, fucking hell. All
you got the wrong one.
Okay, yeah. Grandma's butt. No, that's just some weird-looking hentai.
Try something like Sweary Grandma or something like that.
Sweary Grandma. I'll probably find it easier on TikTok, to be honest. But, grandma.
Everything's easier on TikTok for you, isn't it? You know, when you get sent to prison, at least they normally send you, like, the other end of the country, so at least you'll be up here near me. So I'll come and visit you every now and again.
Oh, that'd be nice of me.
Put my hand on the glass.
Yeah,
And what we'll do, me and Dom will chip in. We'll get a set of tits tattooed on your bum cheeks. Just for your friends, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, for your mates. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't find nothing on Instagram. I think you're just lying to try and impress me. I'm going to have a look on TikTok.
Did you say it was Michael Caine's birthday last week?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I was going to wish him happy birthday, but he never wishes me happy birthday, so fuck him.
There is actually... Oh, yeah, actually, what's the date today? We should do a copyright thing here. It's Saturday, 15th of March, 2025. So when Michael Caine dies, we're going to be the first people to come up with some kind of joke related to the door on his coffin, and it's not supposed to be blown off or something, yeah? There you go. Champagne comedy. Right. Oh, no, I've still got that tab open for Writing Granny's Backside, Abrupt Chaos channel on Reddit. Yeah, all right, I'll click on it.
Welcome back.
What's this then? If this is an edit point, oh, God. This bloke just fired the champagne cork up grandma's ass. I don't know why she's bending over like that, but there you go. Well, there's the sex content for the show.
I think my eldest son sent it to me. Where is it?
Gave it to you more, right?
No.
Right, TikTok. Wherever, whenever I'm short on content, which is most of the time, TikTok. Although, I keep on getting those fucking clips from that idiot's radio show, Brooke and Jubal in the morning, where they had their second date updates and stuff, and they're just really horrible.
Never seen it. Heard of it.
Yeah.
Right, sweary grandma. Let's see what we got. All right.
Nan, what do you say to those who say a woman of your age shouldn't swear like you do?
That's it.
Listen, I was born in the East End, I've lived in the East End all my life, and every cockney swears. So all those that don't like it, fuck off.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's the one.
Nan, you doing that's reminded me that actually.
Me doing what?
Nan, your makeup obviously is the only thing you're standing there doing.
Well, what's my makeup got to do with you?
Some woman the other day has commented or messaged, I can't remember, on one of the videos and said that she's a makeup artist. So if you wanted lessons or a tutorial in doing your makeup properly, she'll show you.
She said what?
She said that she can help you do your makeup properly. Why are you standing there looking at me like that?
Well, she's implying then I can't do my makeup.
Oh, she's not. She's just trying to be nice.
I've done my makeup for 60-odd years.
Man and boy.
I don't need no tutorials now.
Well, maybe that's why. Maybe she thinks it's old-fashioned.
Does she? Well, let her keep her nose in her makeup and I'll keep mine in mine.
So you don't want to have it done?
No, like, this is you.
What do you mean? Is it me?
This is you, full of shit again this morning.
Oh, I think that's my new favourite channel.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell, indeed. So what are we up to for the rest of the weekend? I've got I think my daughter's making some mac and cheese at the moment, so that'll be all the calories I would have burnt off for the gym earlier.
Yeah,
put on double and lots of cream, clog the old arteries. Lovely.
Oh,
you can't beat a nice bit of mac and cheese, though, eh?
Come on,
Dom. You've got to agree with me on this one, Dom. You strike me as a
100%.
Man who likes his mac and cheese.
Do you know what? Until I went to America about seven years ago, I'd never even had it once.
You've been somewhere other than Egypt.
Yeah, three times. But everywhere, mate. Fucking everywhere.
I've been every fucking where, so what? Oh, that's a song. And I've been here. So what? So what, you boring little cunt? Yeah, and then was it Metallica or Megadeth? One of those two shitty bands did a cover version, and it was fucking dreadful.
Oh, I think it was Metallica, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Mac Lads had done something similar as well.
I'm sure the Mac Lads probably have. That's the sort of thing the Mac Lads would do. Mac Lads. I just searched them on YouTube. When Punk Went Too Far. Didn't go far enough. Well, funny.
You know, I'm really wired. What do you say I take you home and eat your pussy?
It was this guy that I used to hang out with, work with, and generally party with. Gay as window. And let's face it, people, they're the best person to party with. And he fucking loved Mac Lads.
Well, it's one eminent. I think a lot of people did, because if you just take it for what it is, just that entertainment, really, rather than anything else. It's not a fucking, it's not a lifestyle choice. Whereas these days, everything is now more. It's not just a song or a film. It's implicit. It's backing an agenda. Different times,
different places. Yeah,
I woke up. Star Wars has gone woke.
Oh yeah. God, yeah. People just don't. I just reply to them when I can be bothered to reply to the trolls. It's like, what do you think the word woke means? Fundraiser, buy your fucking dictionary. It should just mean not being a cunt. But there you go.
Yeah. You're so woke, your eyes are open and you're understanding and you're interpreting stuff. That's just weird. Don't like it.
Yeah. How dare you be reasonable?
What's it? The opposite is asleep.
Well, yes, there is that. Yeah. And we've got through most of our podcast without mentioning the abortion that is the United States of America at the moment.
And we've got an election coming up here, so we've been dealing with a bunch of fucking dumb shit as well.
Oh, right.
There's a fucking bloated billionaire. He's been trying to get elected into Parliament and have a party. And basically, his idea is to just undercut any party on the left, so that the right wing ones win, and he can fucking do more mining and make a shit ton more money, which is inevitably what usually happens.
Yeah.
And this time he's now got it used to be called the Palmer United Party. Now this time it's called Trumpeters for Patriot or Patriots Trumpeters or something like that. It's some bullshit thing. There's him and Tucker Carlson from Fox News in America have been doing ads on fucking YouTube endlessly. Him and that fucking chinless cunt, Voldemort-looking prickly head of the Tory party here. Fucking hell, I'm so... And the Labour Party here just fucking done fuck all for 4 years. So pretty much they're going to get routed. Fucking mental. Let's try nothing. Let's just let everyone just sort of settle a bit and just deal with the inflation and all the other things which are ruining their lives. And we won't do anything, but we'll say, oh, we're not as bad as them. That'll work. See you in 4 years. Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Mm. Fucking morons.
Crazy. Crazy in the coconut.
Oh, yeah, geez. What was that? That was the avalanches, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. He's crazy. Frontier Psychiatry, wasn't it, the song? Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the one.
Made entirely DJ of samples.
Their DJ did the radio station, the youth radio station here, Triple J. Their DJ did a set for about half an hour, just using records, just throwing it on. It was really good. I don't know, it'd be in their archive somewhere on triplej.com.au, I suppose, yeah. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone's interested, which you're not, so fucking forget I said it. Already done. Fair enough.
What?
Everything
from the beginning of the show.
Everything ever.
Everything ever. We've got to forget everything ever. Okay.
Yeah.
I could probably manage that actually. I've got a good history. Yeah, I've got a good history in forgetting things.
What things?
The apocalypse.
What?
The Holocaust. You're forgetting that.
Forgetting that all the time. Yeah.
Well,
all those war crimes. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I can't remember any of those war crimes. Oh, I know. All that apartheid you did. Yeah. Yeah. Remember that.
Apartheid, yeah, be all right. Yeah, you got that.
God,
all those genocides you've done.
What are all the murders you've done? You can.
Tell you what, mutilations in the Congo. Oh, yeah.
Jesus
Christ. Can't remember
anything.
Yeah.
We come back week after week for this. Jesus, why?
Yeah. It's Stockholm slavery in 1587.
Everyone loves a good comeback story.
Yeah, well, if I want your comeback.
That's the best clip ever, that.
If you want my comeback, you'll have to scrape it off your mum's teeth.
That, a lot of those outtakes and stuff popped up on TikTok the other day. That was very good. What? Who's the character that just eats meat all the time? Ron Swanson? Yeah.
That's it.
It's brilliant. Yeah. That bit where he goes into the deli and they're doing vegan bacon and he picks up a piece, just drops it in the bin and goes, another, please. And
then
and then just drops that in the bin as well. Then his assistant does the same thing.
Davian went to the deli to get a salami, and the guy said, "Do you want it sliced?" And Davian said, "What do you think of my money box?"
Oh, hang on, we've got a bun for that. There you go. The lamest rim shot in the world.
Yeah.
Davian likes to make cashiers uncomfortable by taking up a marrow, a tube of Vaseline, and a packet of condoms.
Actually, I should do that one day just for laugh and film it. I could live stream and be viral instead of having a virus, which would make a nice change.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, this microphone's
fine.
There's an Irish comedian, I can't think of his name, and he made a joke about going
Mickey O'Crack.
Riri O'Leary, no. Philip McCrevis? No, that was no.
Phil McCavity. Phil McCracken. Yeah.
Patrick Fitzdavid? No, it's David Fitzpatrick. Oh, anyway.
Jesus.
What was it?
Oh, God. So, yeah, you go to the supermarket when you have a tin of baby formula, a packet of nappies, and an expensive bottle of vodka, and then they bring up the price and go, oh, wait, no. Nah. And he'd leave the formula and the nappies there and just buy the vodka.
That was funny because it made me laugh.
Yeah. Oh, what a fucking load of rubbish this is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wouldn't change it for the world. Hang on. Well, we floated the idea at the end of 2012, but we didn't do the first episode till 2013. So, well, yeah, it is 12 years if it's now 2025.
12 years, you get a slave for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. What do you think, Ainsley?
12 years of slave.
Good old rub.
Yeah.
That's it. Nice and hot. Hot under a spicy meat. Yeah, boy.
Don't be so racist, Dom.
Do you know what? We need to get Gafford back on and get him to do that because in my head, I hear Gafford saying that every time.
Oh, right, yeah. Gafford, get back on the show, you bastard.
Or Ghent or wherever you are now.
Do what?
Or Ghent or wherever he is now. Let's change his name, didn't he?
Did he? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, cause he moved. He moved. Yeah. I can help.
Yeah.
Well,
any further business, ladies?
I can't think of any further business. I am going to
AOB chaps. AOB chaps.
Oh yeah. You've got to do the management lingo. Well, I think we could probably sort of pin the tail in this episode of a donkey or donkey of an episode. Actually, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, blue sky thinking. Blue sky thinking.
Oh, I was completely thinking out of the box.
Who's box?
Mum. Fuck yeah, man.
Ah, light speed.
Yeah. Fucking splitter. Whoa, that's a bit rude.
Martha.
I could make a podcast episode just out of cats laughing sometimes. Shit. Just out of your sorry, you want to shit for an hour and I'll put it out as an episode. Yeah, all right. I'll do that.
We do that every week. All right, ladies, I'm going to have to go drop the kids off.
Fucking hell!
Don't pick her up by the hair.
Yeah, yeah, especially not that hair. Oh, no! Edit point at 56 minutes. Oh, fuck it, fuck it. We haven't been killed or sued yet. I can't be asked to edit anymore. Right, yes. Dear listeners, this has been a rather chaotic but nonetheless enjoyable episode of StrangeTimeShow.com. I've mostly been Davian. He's been Kat and he's been Dom, hasn't it?
Correct.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.